truth of Jesus Christ in these last days. I ask you now, is Satan prevailing for a season right now? Come on now, in the United States and Canada, I tell you, for a season, Satan is prevailing. You and I know that the gates of hell will never prevail against the church of Jesus Christ in the end. But is he prevailing for a season now? Has Satan established a beachhead in the church, a stronghold? Are many, many of God's chosen being deceived? Satan will come with another gospel, the Bible says. And Paul told us exactly how he's going to come against God's holy people to try to deceive them. We're not talking about homosexuals and drug addicts now. We're talking about preachers of the gospel. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. Oh, that's awesome. Many will come in these last days who are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Satan's stronghold in the church in the last day is a host of teachers and ministers who have been transformed by a gospel of the flesh. They have come to us as the Lord's most enlightened ministers. They sound just like the preachers of the gospel. They freely use the name of Jesus. They speak of righteousness. They use the scripture. They cast out devils. They heal the sick in the Lord's name. They do many wonderful works. But the message is not of God. It's another gospel. It's a deception. It's of the flesh and it's not of the spirit. And right now these false doctrines of Satan are prevailing in the church in many areas. Multitudes of God's people are flocking to conventions and meetings to hear this other gospel. This gospel of self, prosperity and success. The gospel of the flesh is riding high in the church. Come on, Christian, wake up. Are you and I being deceived? Have we been trapped into the teachings of an angel of light from Satan? Are you being swept away by this flood that the prophets told us would sweep the church and where Satan would prevail? Get into God's word and hear the true gospel of Jesus and begin to judge now what we see and hear and compare what Jesus said to what they are saying. The scripture proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that Satan's new flood, his new gospel is gain is godliness. Gain is godliness. Listen to this. Clearly, if you don't hear anything else I say, hear this now. It's a compromising message without repentance or godliness. It promises forgiveness without repentance. All we offer people now is forgiveness. Turn on your television and listen. Happiness and forgiveness is all offered freely. No repentance. It's a gospel of gain. It's based on the supposition that the godlier you are, the more gain you will have. Oh, listen to Paul's frightful warning. If any man teach otherwise, even other than the words of our Lord Jesus, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, that man is proud. He knows nothing. He's destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. Paul cried out, turn away from them. Turn away from this other gospel. You want to hear the true gospel, Christian? You want to hear what Jesus really said in this day and age of success and prosperity preaching? You want to know what the gospel says? Are you interested? Here it is from the words of our Master himself. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and they shall separate you from their company, and they'll reproach you, and cast not your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Now here's what the gospel says about people in these modern times in the church of seeking after material things from the lips of Jesus himself. Woe unto you that seek to be rich, for you've received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did the fathers to the false prophets. The gospel of gain despises poverty. It rejects and despises the poor. Listen to what James said. He said, but you have despised the poor. You say unto him that's prosperous and dressed best with the gold rings and the fine apparel, sit up here in the good place. And to the poor you say, sit here in the low place. Sit at the footstool. This is a gospel of partiality to the prosperous and successful. And it's an indictment against the poor to whom Jesus ministered. It exalts prosperity and success. James said, are you not partial? Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom? And for you preachers of the gospel who try to tell me that he became poor, that we can become rich in houses and lands, you don't know your Bible. There it is. It said, hath not God chosen the poor, rich in faith? How blind is the church today? How blind! Is this the gospel for a dying world? Gain is godliness. Faith is for prosperity. Poor people lack faith. Christ became poor so that we could be rich in material goods. He came to give us abundant life. Is abundant life supposed to be worldly goods? No, that's eternal life. Abundant life is the fullness. You and I don't have the life. We have just the seed. The life is encapsulated in that seed. And one day we're going to have abundant life. And that's eternal life in Jesus. We don't have it now. We're going to get it then. 1 billion people on this earth are near starvation. The heart of Jesus is breaking over the sight of weeping mothers who hold starving babies with their bloated stomachs. Millions are unemployed. The ends of the world are coming down on us. The world's headed for Armageddon. Our cities in America and Canada are about to explode again in riots. Persecution and tribulation are coming. The Bible said the elements are going to melt with the fervent heat. The world's on fire. All over the world, God's chosen people are being jailed. They're being persecuted. They're losing all they possess. They're taking joyfully the spoiling of their goods. And you tell me that God's going to send a man of God to tell me that I have a right to be rich. Was that a man of God who comes to me in the face of a starving world and said, use your right, use your faith, you can be rich, you can be prosperous, you can have a bigger car, you can have a better home? What's happened to us? How blind can we be? You say that's an American message. No, it's seeping all over Canada right now. We got it all wrong. The rich man went to hell. The poor man went to heaven. From such, turn away. These preachers have no burden for repentance. They don't preach against sin. They offer blessings without sorrow. They are accumulators of this world's goods. They accumulate. I heard a preacher say, I have to be successful. I have to drive a nice car. I have to prove what I'm preaching. Makes me want to cry. Amos the prophet cried out, woe to them that are at ease in Zion, unconcerned about the evil day ahead. They lie upon beds of ivory. They stretch themselves upon their couches, and they eat the lambs of the flock, and they drink wine in bowls. And they are not grieved for the afflictions of Joseph. They're not grieved. And I shudder to think of standing before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, having preached that kind of a message.
Now, if we not only